You know, whenever I talk to somebody from MGH, I always like to ask about palliative care because I've been so intrigued. And we've, of course, talked to Jennifer Temel. But the thing that intrigues me that I like to ask people about is the issue of what does palliative care offer a patient who's not really symptomatic? Because, you know, in this model, if you have a diagnosis of, you know, advanced ovarian cancer, for example, even if you were asymptomatic, the idea is they could benefit from the palliative care person. I understand symptoms. Okay, they might, maybe they manage them better. But when they're not symptomatic, what do you think it is that the palliative care people are providing that the patients value?
Yeah. So I think there's two components to that. One is symptom control. And of course, I would never say I don't believe my patients, but one of the elements that have come out of Jennifer's work, and even some that we've done in ovarian work, is when you plug in palliative care, you actually find out that even though the patient reported being asymptomatic, that there's more going on than just that. Symptoms that they considered to be perhaps their baseline, maybe a little worse, but something that they've had for a long time. I had a patient who had pretty bad reflux throughout her medical history. She developed ovarian cancer, and she was having significant reflux symptoms without reporting it because she thought that that was, in fact, her baseline, when, in fact, a substantial amount of tumor wrapped around the bowel, around the stomach, was clearly aggravating it. So I think the palliative care input on that level is very important to elicit what the real status of symptoms are for the patient and then guide them through interventions. The second issue is much more almost mystical. I think that there is a psychological value to palliative care, the palliative care effort. And I actually distinguish that from having a actually board-certified psychiatrist come in or psychologist come in and see the patient. It's a different approach. And I think Jennifer's report, New England Journal, touched on that, which is that whether it's comfort and having the patient appreciate that they're not alone in this disease. And of course, we as treating physicians will do that too, but I think the palliative care people have a particular niche there. Does that lower stress hormones, increase endorphins, and that in fact is important for the effects of chemo and survival? That needs to be worked out, but I think there's a component of that.